Okay, now we're going to learn Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis of Masechta Sota. We're holding at the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to discuss preparing the water for the Masechta. And today we're going to talk about all the details of the kli that's used for the Mayim and the source of the dirt that's going to be used in this interesting mixture. So says the Mishnah. They would bring a cup of water that was where the cup was made out of cheres. They would fill it up with a half a lug of water from the kior in the azara. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not a chatzi lug mayim, revius. It was a quarter of a lug of mayim. And kishem shememait biksav, kach memait b'mayim. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that what you write in the Megillah Sota is a lesser amount than what others hold you write in the Megillah Sota, he holds that you only write the psukim of the alos in Parsha Sota, of the curses themselves. So too, he holds a lesser amount of water than others hold. Nichnas lehechal, the kohen then enters the hechal, upana liyamino, he turns to his right, which is the north of the Azara, umakom mayisham, and there was a place in the Heichal where it was evident on the floor of the Heichal that was Amma al Amma, that was one Amma by one Amma, the Tavla Shel Shayesh, and there was a marble tile, the Tabas Oysa Kavuaba, and there was a ring attached to the top of that marble tile, which served as like a handle. Kushumagbia, when you pulled on that ring, when you lifted the tile with that handle, no tel offer mitachteha, he would then be able to take dirt from underneath that tile, and he would be able to put that dirt in a kli, so that the dirt is visible on top of the water. So the Mishnah essentially says that you take, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a small amount of water, just a revius lug of water, according to others, a chatzi lug of water, and then the Kohen goes and removes a tile from the floor of the Heichal and takes some dirt from underneath that tile, puts it in the kli cheres to the point where the dirt is visible on the water. So says the Gemara, Tana, Piali shel cheres chadasha. This is new cheres. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, the kli itself is made from new cheres. My time is Rabbi Yishmael. Why does it have to be a brand new kli? So Gemara kli mi mitzara, because he learns it from Gzeres Shava, kli from mitzara. By Sota, it says, V'lokach kohen mayim kadoshim b'kli cheres, and by mitzara it says, V'shacheres atzibur achasel kli cheres al mayim chayim. So mala halan cheres chadasha, just like by Mitzora, it means a brand new kli cheres, afkan cheres chadasha. So over here as well, it means a brand new kli cheres. So the Gemara says, v'hasa minalan, by Mitzora itself, how do I know that you need a brand new kli that melacha was never done with? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, v'shachat is a tzipor hachas al kli cheres al mayim chayim. So we're makish the kli to the mayim. Ma mayim chayim shlo nesa behen melacha, just like mayim chayim is that never, no melacha was ever done with it. From the word chayim, that's what you get, that no malacha was ever done with it. Av kli shlonasa b'malacha. So too, it's a kli that no malacha was ever done with it. So ask the Gemara, according to what we just said, that Rabbi Shmuel learns the dinim of Sota from the dinim of Mitzora, from Gzer Shava, so how far are we going to take that Gzer Shava? Im ala halon, mayim chayim, av kan mayim chayim. So by a Mitzora, you have to bring not just mayim, it has to be mayim chayim, it has to be spring water. You're going to say by Sota, you also need to bring spring water? So the Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara answers, according to Rabbi Shmuel, where we have this Gezer Shava between Sota and Mitzora, so hachinami, enochinami, you have to bring spring water for giving the sota. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, mei kior, the waters that they filled from the kior and the chatzar of the mikdash, where did that water come from? Rabbi Shmuel homer, mein mayan hein. Rabbi Shmuel says, it was spring water. Say, enochinami, the sota drank spring water. Nacham omrim misharmim, say, Nacham say, no, it comes from other waters. So since Rabbi Shmuel is the one that makes this kzeir shavit the mitzora, and Rabbi Shmuel happens to be the one that holds anyway that the mei kior is mei mayan, so it's not a problem that we actually do learn that you need mayim chayim by sota. So says the Gemara, no, but this gezer shav is problematic. Ikal lemifrach mal lemitzora shekein taun etz erez ve'ezo v'shni talas. No, mitzora, we find the Torah is extra machmir about a mitzora that he has to be tovel an etz erez and an ezo v'shni talas. So he has to dip those things in water. So it makes sense that the Torah is going to be machmir to require a brand new kli, because we have lots of chumras by a metzora. By Ashkah Sota, we don't have any of these chumras. So Mechi Tesi, that you have to have a brand new kli by Ashkah Sota. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, you're right, we don't learn from the Gzer Shava. The Torah's Merami is in Parsha Sota that you need a new kli without learning from Metzora. Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Bechli Cheres. Kli, Shamarti Lecha Kvar. We're Medayik, they have to take water in a kli, Shamarti Lecha Kvar, that we've already spoken about in some other mitzvah that also talks about bringing water, meaning the same kind of kli Cheres that you would use by a Metzora. So it's not Gzer Shava to Metzora. Because in a Chinami, if it were Gzer Shava, we'd be able to ask very simply that a Metzora has all sorts of chumras that Sota doesn't have. No, it's that the Torah specifically alludes to the same kind of kli that you would use for the Metzora process. Amar Rava lo shanu ella shalomis akmu panav. The idea of using an old kli, meaning according to the Rabbanan, who hold that you don't need to use a brand new kli, you can use an old kli, that's only if it's not blackened yet. Aval nisakmu panav. But if it's so old and used that the kli is blackened, psulin, then it's going to be possible. My time, dumya demayim, because the kli has to be similar to the water. Ma mayim shalonishtana. Av kli shalonishtana. Just like water is something that went unchanged, so to the kli is only kosher if it's gone unchanged. What if it was a kli that had been blackened, but then was put back into a kivshin eish, and now has been whitened again? So mahu, can you use it for ashkah sota? Do we assume that there's dichui, that once it was blackened, it's already nidche from the mitzvah, so it's no longer usable for the mitzvah? Or do we say, no, it could come back to being kosher again? So Tashma Adigmar says, we'll bring a raya. Rav Lazar Amar, Eitz Erez Ve'ezov Ushni Tola'as, that the Pasuk talks about these different ingredients that are needed for the sprinkling of the mitzvah to be matar the mitzvah. Shehivshil Behen Kupasu La'achorav. If a person made he put these in his backpack behind him, psulin, they're pasul, because since they were bent out of shape from the weight of whatever he was holding, so it changes the whole tsura of it. Vahasam hadrim umifshiti. Okay, it may be bent out of shape, but you could bend them back into shape. So don't you see that we assume that once it's nidche entirely? Says, well, not necessarily. Hasam de'ikluf haklufe. Over there by the eight zeres, we might be talking about where part of it peeled off because of the weight of the package, and that you can't grow back. I mean, if some of the bark of the wood peels off, that can't come back. But maybe in a chinami, something that can be brought back, we would assume la halacha is brought back. So main point over here is that we have two possibilities of how we know that that the kli cheres. I'm sorry, that the kli cheres has to be a brand new kli. Either it's the kli cheres used by Sota has to be a brand new kli. Either it's from Gzer Shava to Metzora, or not Gzer Shava to Metzora, but the Torah directly alludes to using the same type of kli that you use by Metzora. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Nichlas Eichel Fanali Yamino, that the Kohen goes, he turns to his right. So my time, why was the tile, that loose tile that had the handle on the back of it, why was it dafka to the right-hand side? Damar Mar, Kol Pino Shatapon, Lo Yehu, Ela Derech Yamin. A very important concept in Shas, that in general, whenever you go into the Beis HaMikdash, or when you go to do any sort of Dvar Mitzvah, and you can either turn one way or the other, we always prefer turning to the right. Makom Hayisham Amma, we said that there was an area, a tile that was one Amma by one Amma, and you would take the dirt from underneath that tile. So the Gemara is going to discuss, do you have to take dirt from the Karka of the Mishkan? Because the Torah says, Mina Afar Sheyeh B'Karka Mishkan Yikach HaKoyim V'Nasan Elamayim. So it sounds like you have to take dirt from the Adama of the Mishkan specifically. But then from the words, Asher Yiyah B'Karka Mishkan, sounds like you could take even dirt dirt that was brought from outside of the Heichal, since right now it's in the Heichal. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains how to be miyashev the different phrases in the pasuk. Tan Rabbanan umina afar asher yihiyeh. That sounds like you don't have to take dafka from the afar mishkan. You could take afar that was brought from the outside. So yachal yisakin mibachutz viyachnis. You might think you could prepare the dirt on the outside and then bring it into the Heichal. Tamalomar bikarka mishkan. That's why it says bikarka mishkan. Sounds like it's got to be mishkan dirt. I bikarka mishkan yachal yachbar bikardomos. If it's the mishkan dirt, I might think that you have to dig with shovels. If it said bikarka mishkan, I would assume that if you don't find soft dirt in the mishkan, that you're chayiv to soften up the ground in order to be able to take soft dirt. Tamalomar asher yihyeh. That's why it says asher yihyeh. Which tells me that it's enough to bring dirt from somewhere else, even if right now it's in the Mishkan. HaKetzad, Yesham Havei, Einsham Tainsham. So it must be the way to reconcile the Psukim is if there is soft dirt in the Mishkan, that's what you got to use for the Mesota. But if there isn't any soft dirt in the Mishkan, bring soft dirt in the Mishkan and use that. Tanya Idach, then the Gemara brings another brisa, Machlokas Tanaim, whether that's actually the correct drasha. The pasuk says, Mina Afar Shariyah. So it sounds like you don't have to take dafka from the Karka Mishkan, you could bring it from outside. Melame Shayim Sakin Mibachutz Umachnis. But then, Bekarka Mishkan, Isi Ben Yuda Omer. So what is the phrase Bekarka Mishkan teaching me? So Isi Ben Yuda says, Lahavi Karka Shiloh. No vigivon ubeis olamim, to tell me that the karka can come from anywhere, shilu beis olam, wherever the Mishkan was, where the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is, that the din of Hashkah Sota applies in all of those places. It wasn't only something that happened in the Mishkan in the Midbar. Isi ben Menachem Omer, eno tzarech. I don't need an extra riboy to tell me that we're Mashka Sota in the Beis HaMikdash as well, because Oma betumah kala, if tumas aguf, which we're more makel with, that Bezin doesn't kill someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tamei, he's just chayiv kareis bidei shemayim. Lo chala kakosov betuma. The Torah doesn't distinguish between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, right? So betuma seishas ish chamura, by a more severe tuma like eishas ish, which you chayiv misas based in for, lo kolshkein, all the more so, is going to obviously apply in the Mikdash the same way it does in the Mishkan. Imkein matam alamar bekarka Mishkan, shola yavi mitoch kubaso. What does bekarka Mishkan tell me? That you're not allowed to bring dirt to the Mikdash in your bag. You have to take the dirt from the karka of the Mikdash itself. And from Asher Yeh, we learned that if there isn't any dirt there, then you're allowed to bring it from the outside, put it on the karka of the Mikdash, and then take it from there. So the main point over here is that there's one pasuk seems to indicate that you have to bring karka, that you're allowed to bring karka from the outside. The other pasuk indicates that you have to take karka from the Mikdash itself. And the way to reconcile it is, if there is soft dirt in the Mikdash, so you'd use that. If there isn't, you're allowed to bring it from the outside, put it there, and then use it. So we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time, we will do Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph.